I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. Last weekend, the theater company lost someone very special. Randy Wilson had served as the artistic director since 1993 and directed more than 100 musicals at the theater company. He died on Saturday evening at the age of 69. Adrian Dobson is a choreographer for the theater company and worked side by side with Randy on several productions. We spoke with her about what this loss means for the theater company and for the community.
I think in terms of what he meant to the community is, I mean, he brought hope and he brought an artistry that we didn't have before he came home. He had this wonderful experience on Broadway and meeting with some incredible people and talents, and he brought all that back here. He probably could have done anything. He could have kept traveling. He could have kept working on Broadway or across the country, but he came back home to share, I guess, his love of theater and his love of the arts with his hometown, with his home community. So in the past, 25 years, I think that he's really brought a sense of community to these group of artists. So children who start auditioning, when they're 5 or 6, or we've had as young as 3 and 4 year olds on stage, they're given a chance to do something that they wouldn't normally be able to do. One of the neatest experiences always is going to be thinking back and watching how he was with kids. We've heard a lot of stories and I've talked to a lot of children who were really shy or had issues with anxiety and stage fright, and give them a couple of weeks with Randy and it's going to be a different person and a different child who's confident and able to speak in front of people and able to be on stage and have confidence in who they are and what they're doing. Randy really, really had a special time with kids shows, and it was really great to watch kids learning from him and getting stronger because of him.
What is one of your favorite memories? I mean, I'm sure you spent, countless hours with him. What's something that when you think of Randy that really comes to mind?
I don't even know where to start. One of the things I always appreciated about him was honesty. And so when I look back and think over the things that we've collaborated on for the past, 15 years, I think about mistakes that I've made and mistakes that I've made on stage or in putting together choreography or staging. And I'll see something and think, oh, well, that's probably going to work itself out. I don't need to worry about it. And then I go sit by him and he's the first one to say, that's not good. We need to fix it. And so just that honesty and that trust, I think, that we really grew to have with each other, that he wasn't afraid. He was never going to hurt my feelings. I mean, of course, we hurt each other's feelings. That's what we do. just that trust and that if anything, I could always count on him to be a really perfect perspective and always what I needed. In the last couple of weeks with Sweeney Todd, that's one of the things that I miss most. I would be working on something and think, I really wish Randy could see this so he could tell me what was wrong with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And you mentioned how great he was with kids, but he obviously made an impact on a lot of adult lives, too, within the theater company.
Absolutely. And it's been really incredible watching people come out in support of him and be offering these memories about him. Because so many people have gone on to do some incredible things. There are people literally around the world who've been affected by him and whose lives have changed and careers have, maybe even been kickstarted by him. Just this morning I was talking to an alumni who's performing in Korea, and she is a young child that grew up within the theater, performing roles here and there, and just became this really gorgeous and talented young woman. And I think that part of what Randy gave her was that push and that spark to go on and keep doing what she wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, Adrian, is there anything else that you'd like to add before I let you go this morning?
Just that I love that people have come together and that there's this beautiful unification happening within our theater family that's both local and across the world. And my hope is that can remain and that we can remain just as connected and just as inspired by him and by each other as we are at this moment.
Thanks again to Adrian Dobson for speaking with us today about Randy Wilson and what he meant to the theater company and to the community. A visitation is tonight from 6 to 8 at Hillier Funeral Home in Bryan, and a funeral service is scheduled for Friday morning at 11 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church. In lieu of flowers, Wilson's family has asked that donations be made in his name to the theater company. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.